This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. 50 minutes of maximum hits continues.
It's always on, all day long.
On 99.7 Max FM. '90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back. 97.
we can't please everyone. I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM.
Minutes. underneath the blazing sky. I'll be where the eagles fly.
They have stronger immune systems. They make 75% of the buying decisions in the house. And they can sing and rock. September. This is Joe Cortez. Hope you're going to join us on this weekend's Retro Pop Reunion. From the Go-Go's to the Spice Girls, Sheryl Crow to Janet Jackson. And we'll throw back to the very first VMAs. This week, September 14th of 84. With one of the biggest upsets in video music history. When Video of the Year did not go to what's considered one of the greatest music videos of all time. All coming up on this weekend's Retro Pop Reunion. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog can be expected early. Otherwise, a mostly sunny sky with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. It'll be even warmer on Friday. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 54.
Reedsburg's hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
I'm
99.7 Max FM.
Come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you're looking for, you know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Mourners gathering at the hospital where conservative activist Charlie Kirk was taken after being shot on the campus of Utah Valley University.
I'm here because Charlie Kirk was a good Christian. He loved Jesus. He wanted dialogue, not civil war.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox calling Kirk's murder a political assassination. The search for the gunman, believed to have taken the shot from an elevated position at least 100 yards away, goes on.
Gunmen in elevated positions is something that keeps law enforcement awake at night, and they know about this problem. The Las Vegas massacre, the Kennedy assassination, the shooting at the Independence Day parade outside of Chicago a couple of years ago. This is not a shocking type of new thing that law enforcement is just dealing with.
ABC News Chief Investigative Reporter Josh Margolin. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A bill introduced at the Capitol by Assembly Republicans would encourage Wisconsin school districts to consolidate as enrollment numbers decline. A conditional release plan for the woman convicted in the 2014 Slender Man stabbing in Waukesha is in place, but is not being revealed. Documents detailing the release of Morgan Geiser were outlined in Washington.